The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 6, verse 20 to 26. Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets." The Gospel of the Lord. In our media today, we often hear the phrase in the sporting world of making the cut. They're talking about who has made the top level of their sporting code, who's got in where the big money is, who's likely to miss out, or who are the runners vying for that place. And today's reading has something of the same drift in it. Luke's quite strong about it. Luke's passage is similar to Matthew's Sermon on the Mount, a sermon addressed to the disciples. But here in Luke, Luke has the sermon down on the plain, and he has a great crowd there, plus a multitude of people. This message is for everyone, not just the disciples and followers of Jesus. This is for all people, politicians, ordinary people, workers, media people, all of us, not only those of us who say we follow Jesus. All the would-be celebrities would die for a crowd such as Jesus has gathered there today on the plain, hanging on every word he's saying. So we human beings, you know, have a funny habit in our societies that we love to attend to the needs of the rich and famous, the privileged. Our eyes are on them. I suppose we're hoping for the trickle-down theory to work, but everyone else gets ignored. And Luke here is writing to the rich and well-resourced people, talking to those who have a lot. But this is the attitude of tending to the rich that Jesus wants to reverse. The problem is with this passage, we've heard it so often. We know the rhythm of its verses. And it's easy to say, yes, yes, I'll get round to that one day. But we keep on going with business as usual. It can be quite convenient, just at the minute, to sidestep these issues and hope someone else will attend to it. But the choices we make today determine the values we choose to govern our lives. And often it ends up in the woe that Luke is talking about. There's only a short-term comfort there. It really is the long-term benefit of all we need to think about. About 80 years ago, George Orwell wrote a book, The Road to Wigan Pier. And in it, he records his surveys he did in the industrial towns of Britain and the coal mining towns of Britain during the Depression of the late 20s and the early 30s. Orwell himself was born into the lower middle class, but he had had a scholarship and had developed the accent of the upper middle class. And although at the time he was poor and bedraggled, he feared that doing this survey through among all the impoverished people of Britain, his tongue would give him away at the first word he uttered. But never was that experienced by him. He was welcomed by the poor as one of them that needed a cup of tea and needed a corner in their crowded house to sleep on. He found it very moving, and he felt very much at home with the poor of all the impoverished places in a way that he had never found himself at home in the middle class in which he had been educated. So he found he made the cut in one level of society, but he didn't make the cut in the other. Today is the anniversary of the death of Mother Teresa of Calcutta, a woman who inspired the world by her sturdy faith that enabled her to reorient her life, enabled her to serve the real needs of the most destitute. Our God is a God of challenge and courage. And it was that same God that gave us Mother Teresa as an inspiration. I wonder how we can make the cut.